thank you for all coming this evening. It's always a big honor to be able to speak here and start college, especially before Rosh Hashanah, which is always a time of inspiration. So I'd like to share some ideas of Divrei Hashkafa, Divrei Hesoros in the forthcoming Rosh Hashanah Haba Aleinu Latova. We say in the davening on Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the creation of the world. But the Mefarshim explain we don't really mean the creation of the world, but we mean the creation of Adam Harishon. Because there's a machlokus in the Gemara whether the world was created b'Tishrei or b'Nisan. Whatever it is, even if it's b'Tishrei, meaning the world was created 6 days before, and on Rosh Hashanah was the sixth day, was the creation of man. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is celebrating, is the Kriyas Adam, is the creation of mankind. And as we know, the phrase Adam comes from Pesukim because he was taken min ha'adama. He was taken from the earth and was created into a human being. The Maral Miprag, the great Jewish thinkers, explains that the title Adam, which comes from Adama, is a very significant phrase, a word, to explain the charge of a human being. Because as we know, Adama is a piece of land. As we know, a piece of land can remain fallow, it can remain useless, nothing is there. Or it could be cultivated, it could be planted, and tremendous produce could come out of it. And the same thing with the human being, says the Maral. That we are created, whoever we are, with certain talents and certain capabilities, certain potential, and our charge in life is what the Ramban writes in Parshas Vayera. It's Lahotzi min hakoach el hapoach, to take from potential to reality. And that's what a human being is all about. Whereas we're raw potential, like a piece of land. Adam, Lashon Adama. And that's what we are. And we have tremendous capabilities, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everyone with different talents and different capabilities. And a lot of times, Rabbi Goldberg was just saying the other day, he feels that most people only use 20% of their potential, 20% of their capability. Okay, whatever it is, no one, as Rav Shechter said from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Rav Gulick said from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the tradition is that only Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who reached his full potential. But whatever it is, Lahotzi menakoach alapoa. That's the Ramban writes by the Akedah, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us nisyonos. He knows from before what we could do, what we can't do, but he wants to see if we actually can actualize our potential. And that's what man is. Adam, that's what any human being is. Adam, Lashon Adama. One of the great Hasidic thinkers, the Maggid of Mezrich, said that Adam also represents two things, the Aleph and the Dam. What do we mean by this? There is a machlokas in Hilchas Shabbos. Is a person allowed I mean, we assume a person is not allowed, that part is not a machlokes. A person is not allowed to draw blood on Shabbos. It's one of the lamites melachos, to take blood out of a human, animal, human being on Shabbos. And the question is, what's the malach? What's the prohibition of taking out blood? So the Rambam says, you know what taking out blood is? It's like squeezing an orange. It's like squeezing a grape. Just like you can't squeeze a grape and take out the juice, that's schita, it's the malach of dosh, of disha, of threshing, when you're taking out a liquid from the solid. So that's what the malacha of what? Of taking blood out of Shabbos. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, and he says no. He says, you know what? The taking out blood of a human being, you know what malacha that is? Netilas neshama. Netilas neshama. We know, like, you're not allowed to, never allowed to kill, but you're not allowed to kill, say, an animal. You're not allowed to, on Shabbos, because you're taking out netilas neshama. So too, any amount of dam, ki adam hu anefesh, the dam is what keeps a person alive. So even though the person is still alive, you're just taking a little bit of dam, that's called netilas neshama. Because the dam is the essence of the person. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. So Rabbeinu Tam explains that the Maggid of Mezrich, the great Hasidic master, explains that Adam is Aleph and Dam. Dam, that's the person. Adam hu nefesh. When you take out a little bit of Dam from a person, that's the Tilas Neshama. You violate that prohibition. And what's the Aleph? The Aleph is Alufo Shel Olam. That is God. And Adam is that partnership between our physical being and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we always have to make sure that what? That Aleph is before the Dam. That our care about the Ribbono Shel Olam comes first, and that's the combination. And that's what Adam is. And part of what we said before of Adam, of reaching potential, means our reaching our capabilities to use our talents that whatever we have in order to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And to make sure that the Alufo Shel Olam, the master of the universe, is on the top. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, that's the day of creation. And therefore, you know, every holiday, we believe, our tradition, like say Pesach, that whatever event happened on the original Pesach, something on a spiritual level is being re-happening and recreating every year on that particular day. That's how the Mefarshim explain by Hanukkah. You know, by Hanukkah, some Mefarshim explain based on the Gemara that when did they make Hanukkah into a holiday? So the Gemara says, L'shana acheres. They only did it the next year. Why? Why did they do it right away? Because Chazal wanted to see on the spiritual plane if that same level of spirituality was imbuing the day, the year to come. Then they'll know that this holiday is part of the calendar. It's not a one-time event. And certain miracles that happened to the Jewish people were one-time events. So we didn't make a holiday out of it. But Chazal had the ability to discern whether the holidays that are in the Torah, we were told that they're coming every year. But when Chachamim institute holidays, like Chanukah and Purim, how did they know? They were, like Rav Shetuk asked, there are many miracles that happened throughout the generation. So why weren't they made into holidays? So that's what the Kedushas Levi explains, because to make a holiday, Chazal had to see that the special occurrence of that day was not just a one-time thing, but it was put into the calendar, that spirituality is going to recur year in, year out, year in, year out. So certainly the holidays that are in the Torah are that way. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah, being the day of creation of man, is a day of recreation, meaning the evil were recreated. And that's Yishei Shmuel, one of the classic Hasidisha Sfarim, writes that, you know, there are a lot of different interpretations of what the symbolism is of the shofar. You know, the Rambam has the famous interpretation, it's like a wake-up call, you know, to get you a little bit, you know, shaken a little bit, to think things over. You know, the Rav Sadia Gaon says it's like coronating a king, that they would blow the trumpets when they would coronate the king. So the Shem Shmuel says, you know what he thinks it is? It's, the Pasuk says, Vayipach ba'apav, Nishmas Chayim, Vayi Adam l'nefesh Chaya, Hashem blew in the air to give this creature that was made from the earth, to give it a neshama. So that's what the shofar is. The shofar is that idea of Vayipach ba'apav, that Ki'ilu, the Baal Tokeya, is like representing the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he's blowing in that air to recreate the human being, and that's what Rosh Hashanah is. It's the time of that we're being recreated, and we're reevaluating our creation, because as we said, the point of creation is the idea of the potential that we have in our being. And every year we have to reevaluate what we accomplished in the past year and what we can accomplish in the year to come. The Shalom HaKadosh is one of the saintly Jewish thinkers. You know, a lot of people who have the name Horowitz and the Levium are descendant of the Shalom HaKadosh. Some Horowitzes are not Levium. But the Horowitzes that are Levium, like my friend Rabbi David Horowitz of Rosh Yeshiva has pointed out, that those Horowitzes of the Levium are descendants of the Shalom HaKadosh. So the Shalom HaKadosh says that Adam also has another connotation. And Adam means Adama le'elyon. I will try, as we're going to read in this week's parsha, Halachta Bidrachav, I will try to make God my role model, and I will pattern myself into his ways. Adama le'elyon. Now we know, so what does that mean? What does that mean, Adama le'elyon? I will try to make myself similar to God. So we know the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that there's a key phrase that has some powerful abilities. What is this key phrase? The key phrase is the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachem. Hashem, Hashem. And it says that anyone who says this phrase, God will answer their prayers. And this phrase is the centrality of slichos, right? Whenever you dive into slichos, so we have, throughout the slichos, we keep going, coming back to Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, Bechanun, etc., again and again. So, there is a question, well, what does that mean? That you just say it and it's like a magical phrase? So the Shalom HaKadosh says that if you look carefully in the Gemara, it doesn't just say you say it. It says, Ya'asu l'fanai, Keseder Hazeh. Meaning, fair enough, you could just say the words, so what? He says, no, it means that you emulate these attributes of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that it says, Hashem, Hashem, Kerachum, Vechanun, that you have compassion, Erech Hapayim, you have patience, Rav Chesed, the Emes. In other words, you personify in your life these midos. So then, you'll be a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give special consideration to Yasu Lefanei. That's what he says. Yasu Lefanei Keseda Hazeh. And that's the Adam El Elyon. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has these attributes, and it's not easy. Rachum, Chana, Erech Hapayim, patience, especially in the world that we live in today, with such a fast-paced world. You know, everyone wants fast answers, fast things. You know, that's what the computer world and all the whole technology of today is very fast-paced. I mean, whatever you have, whatever model, so in a couple of months, it's already outdated. Everything is outdated, everything is fast-paced. But spirituality doesn't work that way. It's a process. It takes time to plow the field. It just doesn't happen overnight. And we said that Adam is Lashon Adama. Whereas growth, it's over time. It doesn't just happen. It's the growth of physical growth, spiritual growth, and the world we live in today pulls us in that direction of rushing, of everything is in haste, everything is, and that takes away from the reality of what spirituality is. How do we Adam El Elyon? Yasu Lefanei Keseder Hazeh. There is a famous question that's asked. Now we're in the time of tshuva, where Elul and Aser Simei Tshuva are coming up. And there's a famous question that was asked by the Sefer Kochvei Or. Kochvei Or is a sefer by the student, the premier student of Rav Yisrael Salanter. Yisrael Salanter was the head of the Muslim movement. His premier student, Rav Yitzchak Blaser, or Rav Yitzchak Petterberger, wrote a sefer Kochvei Or, also about Musar and Hashkafa, etc. And he has a famous question on the Rambam. What's the question? What is the question? The Rambam says that at Rosh Hashanah, so tzaddikim right away are written in the Book of Life, as we know. And the Rishayim are written in not such a good book. And most of the people, we're supposed to consider ourselves Beinonim. We're in the middle. And what's tzaddik has more mitzvahs than Averis, the Rosh, the opposite, and then there's the Beinoni. And Aser Simei Tshuva, that we all participate in Aser Simei Tshuva, because who's to say that we're tzaddik, or we all view ourselves as Beinoni. We all view ourselves as Beinoni. We're in between. And therefore, we hope to use the Aser Simei Tshuva to be a time where we can tilt the scale in our favor. So what should we do? What should we do? So what does the Rambam say? You know what the Rambam says? One thing. What? Tshuva. Do tshuva. And then that'll be okay. So that's what the Rambam says. So what's the question in the Rambam? question of the Rambam, why do you have to do tshuva? If this, why is the scale, why are you obeying me? Because you don't necessarily have more mitzvahs than averos. So why should you have to do tshuva? Just do more mitzvahs. Even if you didn't do tshuva, that should still solve the problem. Why do you have to do tshuva? Do mitzvahs instead of doing tshuva. Why do you need to do tshuva? Right? In other words, why is that the solution to the problem of the Beinoni? Is that he should do tshuva. Why should he have to do tshuva? Let him do just more mitzvahs. He'll do more mitzvahs, then that will tilt the scale. So, what's the answer to that question? So the Koch Ve'or himself, he gives an answer, and he says, no, because even if you're going to do more mitzvahs, but if you don't do tshuva, that's considered such an avera that it'll outweigh any mitzvahs you're going to do anyway. Rav Aaron Kotler, the founder of the Lakewood Yeshiva, he said the following. This is what he said. He said, no, it doesn't help to do mitzvahs. Why? Because the din that we're having on Rosh Hashanah is for Tovshin Ayin He. Any mitzvahs that we do on the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that's Tovshin Ayin Vav. That's a different calendar. That's a different. So that's not going to help for the judgment of Tavshin Ayin Hay. So the only thing we can do to help for Tavshin Ayin Hay is do something that retroactively could change the scales for Tavshin Ayin Hay. And the only thing that could work retroactively is tshuva, because tshuva basically says that I regret what I did. So if I regret what I did, so we're given the special privilege of tshuva, which is an unbelievable thing, tshuva, come to think about it. Because tshuva basically is the ability to undo the past. Unbelievable. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an opportunity to undo the past. You did this, but now you're really granting it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I could erase it. I could undo the past for you. So that's the only way, says Rav Aaron Kotler, that an individual will be able to change the judgment for Tavshin Ayin He. Because whatever he does in Tavshin Lat, on the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that's more mitzvahs is not the solution. That's why the Rambam says, it doesn't say just do more mitzvahs and to change it, but do tshuva. Because tshuva is that miraculous gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in order to enable us to change the past. I'll tell you something else about tshuva now that we're on the topic. Tshuva also is something that is, there's a sefer called Beis Elokim. A very famous sefer by the Mabit. It's about tefillah, tshuva, it's a classic work. And he says like this, what's tshuva? You regret the past, and then you take upon yourself that you're not going to do it in the future. And what if you're not successful, you'd regretted it, and then you repeat it again? So does that mean the tshuva was, you did regret, and you did have in mind that you weren't going to do again in the future, and then you weren't able to keep to it? You're a human being, you weren't able to keep to it. So does that mean the whole tshuva is invalid? So he says no. He says, tshuva, whatever you do, is significant. If you have charata and kabbalah, but you weren't able to keep it, so it's a lower level of tshuva, but whatever you do is meaningful. You see, by other mitzvahs, say by the mitzvah of dalet minim, you got a beautiful esrog and a beautiful lulav and aravis, and you weren't able to get the hadassim. They just ran out in the store. But you got everything else great. And you do, you take that and you use it for the meaning. Zero. It's all or nothing. Right? Some mitzvahs, it's all or nothing. Right? Dalet minim, it's all or nothing. You have dalet minim, you don't have dalet minim. Not three minim. You have three minim, you might as well have no minim. So says the Mabit, but tshuva is different. Tshuva, it's not all or nothing. In other words, that's part of the gift of tshuva. That's part of the gift of tshuva. That even if you did a little bit, you did part of it. The charata you did, the regret you had, and you had in mind that you weren't going to repeat it, and whatever, human frailty, you repeated it. The tshuva was still meaningful. Not on the highest level, okay, but it's not all or nothing. In other words, certain things in life, it's all or nothing. But tshuva is not one of them. And that's part of the gift of tshuva. It's an unbelievable thing. That again, tshuva is the gift that can undo the past, which is an unbelievable thing. And also, it's a gift that it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was one of the great Rosh Yeshivas in Europe. And I believe he asked the Chofetz Chaim the following question. You know, it's not so simple. We said tshuva is such a great gift, right? You can undo the past, right? So he says, if you look in the Gemara says something also that's very intriguing. Gemara and Kedushin says the following. If someone does a mitzvah, right, and then regrets that they ever did the mitzvah, imagine such a thing, then they lose the mitzvah. So Rabbi Chano Asiman asked the Chafetz Chaim, so what's so special about tshuva? You see, if you tell me that regret could erase my averus, and won't erase my mitzvahs, then I say, okay, that's a good deal. But if it works both ways, it can erase my averus, but it can also erase my mitzvahs, so it's not such a great gift. So I think one of the answers the Chafetz Chaim gave is, and it's similar to what we said, that tshuva, even a little bit, we know the Gemara speaks about tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'ira. Tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'ira. So tshuva me'ava means you and love God, and you have a highest level of tshuva, and the Gemara says that even your averus become like mitzvahs. But then there's tshuva meira, you're just afraid. You're afraid. You're afraid that you're going to get punished. You're afraid you're going to have not such a good fortune in the year to come. So you do tshuva out of fear. So that's not a full regret. So by a mitzvah, it wouldn't necessarily erase the mitzvah, because it's not a full regret, but by an avera, it'll still take care of the avera. So therefore, we do find that the tshuva element of regret is more encompassing to erase averas than the regret of a mitzvah, which might require a greater level of regret in order to your mitzvah to get erased. But that's an idea. Okay. Now let's get back to the Koch Veor's question. Again, Koch Veor of Yitzchak Blaser, also known as Rav Yitzchak Pederberger. You know, in Europe, you know, people weren't necessarily known by their last names. You know how people were known by? their first name and then the town that they came from. Like Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz was known as Rav Chaim Stuchina because he was from the town of Stuchin. But you know what that shows you? That shows that, you know, the education, the yeshiva education in Europe, going to yeshivas was like one per town. It's not like today, you know, everyone, all your friends that you know are going. And well, it wasn't such a widely done thing because that was the way the society was. It was only, you know, so that's why people were able to be known by instead of their last names. They were known by their first name and the town they came from. So again, so Rav Yitzchak Blazer, Rav Yitzchak Petterberger, or Petterberg, said, he asked the question, why is the Rambam saying I need tshuva during the Aseres? Why can't I just do more mitzvahs? So he gave the answer, because if you don't do tshuva, it's going to be such an aveira, not doing the tshuva, that whatever mitzvah you do, you're going to still be outweighed by the aveira of not doing tshuva. And Rav Aaron Kotler said, no, you can't just do mitzvahs, because any mitzvah you're going to do is what? It only will count for Tavshin Ayin Vav. It's not going to help you for the cheshbon of Tavshin Ayin Hei. But there's another answer to this question. That Rav Huttner, was the Rosh Hashiva in Chaim Berlin, gave to explain what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And this I showed several years ago to Rabbi Gedalia Berger, who I know frequents this based measure. So this is one of his famous. The next time you see him, you can discuss him with him, because he very much likes this this pshat of Rav Huttner. And he said the following, that what is the din of Rosh Hashanah all about? It's hard to say that it's a, you know, it's like a scorecard when you're playing a game, you know, specific, every mitzvah is a check and every aver is, you know, so it's much more nuanced and complex. And the idea being the following. You know, there's a halacha. This is brought down in the Shemi Shmuel from the, his father, the Abbe Nezer, in Hilchas Erev Tchumen. We know there's a halacha on Shabbos that you're not allowed to walk a certain distance. Even if you're not just walking, right? 2,000 amos out of where you are, out of the city limits, you can't walk on Shabbos. There's a whole question. You know, you're allowed to cross the bridge, this bridge, that bridge, a lot of halakhas of Hilchas Erev Tchumen that that people are confronted with sometimes. So you get 2,000 amos from where you are. But say a person says, I want to be by this tree at the beginning of Shabbos. But he's not there yet. And the Erev Tchumen is based on where you are, you know, at the beginning of Shabbos. But I'm not there yet. I want to be there, but I'm not there. I want to be by that tree. That tree is 1,000 amos away. So the halacha is that if that's your intent at the beginning of Shabbos, you say, that's where I really want to be. So then you get 2,000, not from where you are, but from what? From that place that you intend to be. And the Musar, says the Shemi Shmuel from his father, the Abbe Nezer, is that a person is judged, not necessarily the scorecard of, you know, exactly this amount of averus and this amount of mitzvahs, but it's basically about direction. Which direction do you want to be headed to? Where do you want to head yourself? Whereas what kind of person do you want to do? Even if you didn't actualize it yet, but it's, you know, What's my goal? In other words, what's my goal? Because the first thing when we say, you know, Adam is Adama, potential, but and we have to come to fruition, but first we have to set our direction. And Rosh Hashanah is the judgment of what's your direction? Are you a person who's directed to do things that a tzaddik would do, do things that a Rasha would do, or it's just wishy-washy, you're obeying me? So why do you need tshuva, says Rav Huttner? Because tshuva sets your direction. Tshuva sets your direction. And it gives you, doing another mitzvah doesn't necessarily define what your direction is. So I'll do another mitzvah. It doesn't sum up the totality of the human being, of where you're headed. But when you do tshuva, you rethink the whole structure of where am I headed, where do I want to be? And then that changes the whole din. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that even though maybe you might have done more averis than mitzvahs, maybe you had some lapse, but now you're a person, this is the direction that you want to go, even though you didn't get there yet. Just like you have, by says the Abnei by Erev Tchum. I'm not there yet, but this is where I want to be. So that defines who you are. The direction that you're heading in, that defines who you are now, even before you got there. And that's Rosh Hashanah. That's Adam. That's Adam Le'Elyon. And in life, we have so many opportunities. You know, especially when you're in an institution where you have so many people to interact with. And there are countless opportunities that we have for growth, for helping people, caring about people. And it's like, you know, it doesn't have to be something that's going to be written up in some newspaper, you know, some heroic thing. Like very basic things. You pick up a phone, you call somebody, you give somebody a smile, a chizuk. There's little things in life. You know, it's the everyday little things in life that, you know, that are the important things in life. You know, it's not necessarily things that are going to be written up in some magazine or some... that's in the world of, you know, Hollywood. That's in the world of emptiness, you know. But the everyday things, very small, menschlichkeit things. And that, Ezra Shem, I'm sure many of you are involved in seeking, you know, marriage and what's a suitable person for you. And a lot of people, you know, don't understand the basic ideas of menschlichkeit, the things that you want to look, the values. It's the direction of who the person is, the totality of the person that's so important. And a lot of times we look at things that are, you know, glitz and glamour, and we neglect the everyday little things of menschlichkeit of life that are so important in everybody's development, in our own self, and what we look in finding a spouse. And that's something, and it's understanding values. And that's why the Magen Mezrich says that Adam is the Aleph, Alufo Shalom, and the Dam. It's all about what you put first in your life. Like, what's the order of things? In life, you can't do everything in life. So what's the order of importance? What do I look? What do I strive for? What's the most important thing? That's the Adam, the Elokim. And that's Shofar. So every year, just like we say by Pesach, every year Pesach comes, it's a Geula. And every year that Rosh Hashanah comes, it's a recreation of man. Because man was created, Hayom Haras Olam, and man was created. That's why it's the day that man is judged on Rosh Hashanah. And the poskim explain that the judgment goes until Chatzos. So that's why, even though there's a custom that's brought down not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, but many poskim, as Rosh Shechta mentioned, and as Feifel mentioned, that many poskim hold that after Chatzos in the afternoon, if one is tired, one could take a nap. Now, some people have this idea they won't take a nap at any cost. This is Rosh Hashanah, you don't take a nap on Rosh Hashanah, but many poskim say that that's only during the Zman Hadin up to Chatzos Hayom, and after Chatzos Hayom, the judgment is already over, and if one is tired, one could take a nap on Rosh Hashanah. You know, there's one mizmor that we say, that we sort of highlight on Rosh Hashanah. And that's the Shir Shalyom that we have on Sunday, the Dovim Mizmor Hashem Ha'aretz Mulola. So, you know, in Shul, you know, in Marv, the Dovim Mizmor is a whole big to-do. And we make a big deal out of it. So what's the big deal? Adavim Mizmor Lashem Ha'aretz Mulola. What's so special about this Mizmor? So another very important aspect of Rosh Hashanah. He said Adam is created, but Adam is created. So what's so significant about Adam created? So this is the idea. This is a very fundamental idea that the Ramchal in the Sefer Derech Hashem says the following. That the ultimate good in this world is the Ribono Shel Olam. Is the ultimate good. But you can't be good if you don't do good. There's no such thing, I'm good. You're good because you do good actions. Derech HaTov Lehetiv. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate good, but without anybody to bestow the goodness to, so what's the good? So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to create mankind to be what? A recipient for the good. Or else what? There's no goodness from the Ribono Shel Olam. How can the Ribono Shel Olam be good? Derech HaTov LeHeitiv. You have to be good by bestowing good on something else. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates man because that, in a way, is what? Is a fulfillment of who God is. Because Derech HaTov LeHeitiv. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate will in creating the world, and especially creating man, is because he wants to shower goodness to us. So it's a great deal we have. He's the ultimate power. He's the only power. Whatever you think in life, whoever you think is powerful, is nothing compared to the Ribono Shel Olam. He's the ultimate power, the only real power, and all he wants to do is bestow good to us. So what's the catch? The catch is, he'll only do it if we are proper receptacles to receive that good. So with David, Hashem Ha'aretz Umelola Tevel V'yoshev, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Ki Yuval means in Soda, is what's the Aretz? It's referring to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says in Bava Basra. It's referring to Eretz Yisrael because all the goodness that comes into the world comes via Eretz Yisrael. Comes via Eretz Yisrael. And then it goes to the rest of the world. And what's... So the Sefer Keren LeDavid explains the following. He says that there are two brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. He wants to give us Yisa Bracha Meis Hashem Utsdaka Melechukei Yisha. Yisa Bracha Meis Hashem is the bracha of spirituality. Utsdaka Melechukei Yisha is the bracha of physical bracha, of parnasa, of physical things that everyone needs. But he's waiting to see if we're proper receptacles to receive that. So what do we need? Neki kapayim, uvat, uvar levav. What does that mean? It means, neki kapayim means the person is an honest person. His hands are clean. So then he's a proper receptacle to receive all the physical money and whatever physical things a person needs. Uvar leva means his heart is pure. He's a good, kind person. Then the heart is ready to what? To receive the spiritual bounty. But that's what it's all about. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting to give us good. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is the time. Rosh Hashanah is the time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide. Am I giving good? Am I not giving good? Am I giving life? Am I giving health? And he wants to. Because that's what the whole world is about, for him to be able to do it. But, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way where we earn our keep. Because if the world was just, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do good. So why don't we make a simple world? He wants to do good, right? Because that's what good needs. Good naturally wants to bestow good. So we're ready. We're ready. No. He says, because you know what? There's a klal in life, what the Yerushalmi says. That I mind the ochel the lav delay boys the stakulibe. That if you take a handout, it's an embarrassment. You just, somebody gives you, and you didn't earn it. It's embarrassing. That's called, in the Sfarim, Nama de Kisufa. That phrase. Nama de Kisufa means lechem. Nama is the Aramaic for lechem, bread. De Kisufa, bread of shame. If you take a handout that you didn't deserve it, it's busha. So the point of this world is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world because he wants to bestow good, but he's not just going to give a freebie. He wants us to earn it or be proper receptacles to receive it, or else it's Nama de Kisufa. For us, it's lechem shel busha, because you didn't really deserve it. So therefore, we have to do our part. And our part is, says the Keren LeDavid, two things. Neki kapayim uvar levav. That we're honest people, our hands are clean, so we're ready to be recipients of whatever physical bounty that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give. Uvar levav, our heart is pure, we're kind, sincere people, and the spirituality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give is in place as well. And that's what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is the recreation, and every year we have to reevaluate. Are we living up to our potential? Doesn't mean now don't do something crazy. Little increments of doing maybe a little bit more chesed, a little bit more of caring, whatever way we could go up the next notch. Again, and the next notch doesn't have to be a crazy leap. But the point of life in this world, it's all about what? It's all about doing, improvement. You know, that's what they say, you know, the Yortzeit of the Vilna Gaon was on Sukkos, Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And they say when the Vilna Gaon was dying, he was crying. And his Talmidim came to him and said, Rebbe, you're the Vilna Gaon. I mean, maybe other people should cry. But you know, who knows what you're going to get in Olam Haba. So the Vilna Gaon said, yeah, but in this world, you know, for a couple of dollars I can go and buy tzitzit, I can do mitzvah, I can do things. In the world to come, it's not an opportunity of growth and doing. We're going to sit and bask in the glory of you. This is the world that we can accomplish. We can do, we can improve, we can redirect. Like you have the you know, the GPS, when you go wrong, what does it say? Recalculate, right? So that's like the biggest mussar, you know? That's what tshuva is. Tshuva is like GPS that's telling you, you know, recalculate, redirect. You know, you made the wrong turn. And that's what it's all about. And every year, you know, it's when you hear the shofar, you think about that man is recreated again. Just like every Pesach, there's going to be aspects of redemption in our lives because it's the Zman of redemption. So every Rosh Hashanah is going to be recreation, redirection. And that's Adam. Adam is Adama, potential. Adam, the Shalom says, Adam El Elyon. I want to not just say the Hashem Hashem Kol Rachum B'chanun, but I want to live it. I want to be merciful. I want to have patience. And patience is not an easy thing. You know, somebody, you're waiting and you don't have patience for this person. You know, patience. And think of the Sefer Tomer Devorah, which is an excellent Sefer. If you don't have it, you should go buy it. The Tomer Devorah, especially with the English Veltheim translation. Excellent Sefer. Everyone should go through it. It's a wonderful thing. It shows you how an individual can imitate the Ribono Shel Olam. It's one of the, you know, but you need it with a good English translation, so it's very good. The Hebrew and English, it's a good thing to read, good thing to live. And that's what Adalsa Rosh Hashanah is all about. And then Be'ez Hashem, you should all be Zoche at the right time, with the right person to have the true Bria Saw, because the Bria of Adam and Chava together is that everyone in the right time, with the right person, and with the right values. With the right values. And we shouldn't, in the life that we live today, in the society today, certain things of wealth and certain things, values are not, you know, core values. What's really makes a person a good person? It's not these crazy things and these wild things and exotic things. It's just a very simple, everyday goodness of a person, of consideration, of caring, of helping. Hashem, Hashem, Karachum, Chana, Yasum, Fale, Keseder, Zeh. So now standing before Rosh Hashanah, we're all busy. Our schedules are all busy. We're in school. We have a lot of things to do. Take some time out, especially, you know, Shabbos is always a good time. You know, the Meshech Chochma says that Shabbos was really made for just you and God. You know, Yom Tov was made to get together. And you know, in our society today, we need Shabbos, you know, to have Shabbaton, people get together. Okay, it's great. Maybe that in our generation, that's what we need. But really, Shabbos was made for you to just think about you and your relationship with God, and Yom Tov was made to have people around. That's why the Zohar says that one of the most important things of Yom Tov, that should be your first thing on the Yom Tov list, is who are going to be the guests for Yom Tov. Inviting, and especially inviting people who don't have places to go. And that's important on Yom Tov, says the Zohar. So I'm not saying you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. In this generation, you know, every Shabbos is like a Yom Tov. You know, so nothing wrong with that. But especially you have now a couple of Shabbosim to maybe spend where you're not maybe as active in your schoolwork, and you can think about some of the things we discussed, some of your priorities, some of your direction of where you want to go, what you want to accomplish, what the goals are, who, you know, what type of person you think you should be dating, you know, and sometimes redirect, sometimes enhance, everyone in his own, and it's always important to have a good friend to be able to schmooze it out with. Because everyone is too close to themselves sometimes to make, you know, to make proper decisions. Sometimes you need an older person who has more life experience to schmooze it out with. But there are a lot of times, you know, yourself, sometimes you might be too close to it to see things clearly. That's why it's always good to have friends to be able to schmooze with and to discuss things with, and older mentors to be able to talk, and people who understand you and not, who don't have an agenda because they want to be the way they want you to be, and rather you being what you're created to become and be. And that's a very important idea. So the zman of recreation, redirection, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just give us all good health to be able to have those dreams come true. Minakoach alapol, with good health, we should have a ksiva v'chasima tova, lanu l'chol beis Yisrael. Thank you.